This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل العلم تعلما وتعليما لله. يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled رياض الصالحين in the chapter of the virtue of knowledge, learning and teaching it for the sake of Allah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سئل عن علم فكتمه ألجم يوم القيامة بلجام من نار. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who is asked about knowledge of religion and conceals it will be bridled with the bridle of fire on the day of resurrection. And this is reported by Abu Dawood in his section of knowledge, and Ahmed in his Musnad, and At-Tabarani in his Kabir. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's interesting that it's narrated by Abu Huraira because Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was from the top five of those that collected hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he's definitely not an individual that would withhold the knowledge, because we receive knowledge of his acquiring of hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he would spread it to his students, etc., until it reaches us. So he said, "Man su'ila 'an 'ilmin fakatamahu," whoever is asked about knowledge and conceals it. Now when he's talking about ilm, he's talking about ilm al-shar'i. He's talking about ilm of the deen. Fakatamahu, and they conceal it. So the concealing is something that the person would conceal the knowledge for their own benefit. They do not want to relate the knowledge to the people, because that could either be against them, or it could be to their disadvantage, so they hide the knowledge. Or they just do not want to display the knowledge for a reason that is marjuh, a reason that is not befitting. The intention behind hiding the knowledge is that which is not preferable, and it's not from the adab of the student of knowledge or the sheikh. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uljima yawm al-qiyamati bi lijamin min nar," that they will be bridled with the bridle of fire on the day of resurrection. Because when the individual is withholding the knowledge, this is the knowledge that will increase them with their knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gives them the opportunity to come closer to Him. So make no mistake, when the more knowledge you have of Allah, the more opportunity you have to come closer to Him. Yes, there is an element of us as human beings with our fitrah to come closer to Allah, because we naturally have that inclination. But when it comes to certain times that is preferable to make dua, for example, and you don't tell this individual that hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because between you and him is enmity, or you withhold the knowledge of inheritance, for example. A relative dies and you don't tell them how much they earn. You're told how much you're supposed to get, but then you don't tell your fellow relative, you don't tell your two sisters or whoever, because you want to withhold that knowledge from them so you can get more money. This is where withholding that knowledge is that which you will be held accountable for, and you will be punished by it, because you have withheld a person of their right. And make no mistake, the right of the Muslim or the civilian is to obtain knowledge or to receive knowledge, just as the right of the children is to receive knowledge from their parents, etc. So the rights of the civilians in the community is to receive knowledge from the person of knowledge in their locality. This is why it is fard kifaya to have people, it is a communal obligation to have people of knowledge in their locality. A communal obligation. Just as it is fard kifaya to have a masjid in a particular location, in a community. It is fard kifaya. It's upon every single individual, or collectively, to have a place of worship and to have a person of knowledge that will teach them about worship. So this is primarily speaking about the one that conceals the knowledge and has bad intentions behind it and withholds it from a person, because the knowledge of the deen is the most noble of knowledge. Now if it's knowledge that you are withholding for particular benefit, and you have knowledge of the situation that you are withholding it for. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on his deathbed and he told Mu'adh ibn Jabal that the people of Tawheed would be those that are in Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, asked him, he said, "Afala ubashshiru an-nas?" Shall I not congratulate the people? He said, La tubashirhum fayattakilu. Do not send that type of glad tidings to them, for they will get lazy. And this is very interesting. That just because people know that I am a Muslim and I have this belief, it will enter me into Jannah. If you fully, truthfully believe in the first pillar of Islam, inshallah, you will enter Jannah. Yani, with doing the actions to the best of your ability, let's say that. You enter Jannah. But he told Mu'adh ibn Jabal, do not congratulate them on this, for they will get lazy. So in this particular situation, if it is a person of knowledge that is withholding certain information from a particular person, and he or she knows it is 51 to 100% more beneficial for them not to know that at that time, then there is a level of permissibility and leniency in that. But the general aspect is that we give the knowledge to the best of our ability, and we do not withhold it with an evil intention or a bad intention because we don't want that person to benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that when learning the knowledge of this religion, it is that which increases us with our closeness to Allah, and giving the knowledge and telling people about the knowledge is that which is also a way of increasing our closeness to Allah by helping others get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.